Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you all. Thank you for the applause. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to say welcome everyone to It's All About You Ministries radio show. I just want to thank you all for the applause. I thank you for your faithfulness on coming on the show, listening to us weekly, as we share the word of the Lord, as we share what God is doing, as we open up our lives as an open book unto the Lord. I just want to say thank you all for coming on faithfully. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. And I just want to give a recap of our last week's show. Last week I had a co-host with me by the name of Lisa Johnson, a powerful woman, blessed woman of God. And she was on the show. She was on the show with me. And she shared, we talked about how our love life had been tested. How our word life had been tested by God, and how trials and tribulations will cause us to be tested when we go through things, and how we respond is what really matters. So I just want to thank God for Lisa Johnson, if she's listening. I want to thank her and let her know that she was a great host on last week. I believe the Lord used her. She did a great job, and I just want to just say thank you. I just want to say thank you. A lot of people were blessed by her testimony. A lot of people were blessed by the word of God and what she shared. And I also want to just give a shout-out to Dennis Weston, who God uses faithfully every week to make this happen for It's All About You radio show. I want to give a shout-out to him, and I just want to say thank you, Dennis, for all that you're doing. Continue to stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and God is going to continue to open doors. Amen. On tonight we have a blessed, powerful woman, anointed woman of God, a worshiper, a woman of the word, a powerhouse, who I've seen and watched God use tremendously by the name of prophetess. I call her prophetess Tammy Morris. Amen. Tammy, are you here with us tonight?
I am. Hello, hello.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I just want to say thank you for accepting the invitation to come to the show and share what the Lord has done for you, what he's doing, and to just bless the ears of the people and the lives of those that are listening. I just want to give a shout out to you and just say thank you for that. Amen.
Oh, amen. You are certainly amen. Welcome. All praise goes to the Lord God.
Yes, Lord. And I just want to just thank God for that. Tonight, before we go further, I always like to go further. Anything we do, I always try to make sure we put the Lord first in all that we do. And so before we go forward in with her sharing, I just want to say a prayer. I just want to say a prayer, open up in prayer, and pray that God have his way on this show on tonight and that he be glorified. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you for tonight, God. Father, we thank you, God, that every Wednesday, Father, that you have shown yourself, Father, faithful and mighty in our lives, Father. And, Father, we just want to say thank you, God, for another Wednesday, God, for another show, God, for another chance, Father, to spread the gospel, Father, and advance the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we pray, God, that a listener, Father, is blessed on tonight, Father, that we pray, God, that all yokes be destroyed, Father, that anything that has been hindering them, Father, or even distracting them, Father, be removed on tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, understanding and knowing, God, that there's destiny, Father, that lies ahead of them, Father, that they were born on purpose and for a purpose. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Father, we thank you, God. We honor you. We glorify you, and we praise you, God. And we know that it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Prophetess Tammy, I want you to, I want to kind of like, allow God to have his way, but at the same time, this is what the Lord led in my spirit tonight. He gave me John. I want to start off with this first, this scripture. John chapter 9, starting at verse 1.
Okay.
Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And on tonight, as I thought on that scripture, and I've heard your testimony once. I've heard your testimony once at one of your events, and I thought about this same man here. So I don't want to go into your testimony. I want you to go ahead. I want you to go forth. I don't want to go ahead of myself, but I just want you to go ahead and go forth. And share with us, who is Tammy Morris? Who is Prophetess Tammy Morris?
Okay, well, thank you. Let me begin again by saying thank you for this amazing opportunity to be a part of It's All About You Ministry, to partner up for the glory of God, to just speak on his goodness and his mercy and his truth. I honor you, Sister Tiffany, Minister Tiffany, for just for who you are, and then just including me in what God is doing in your life and in this ministry. So I certainly give a big shout out of love and compassion and sisterhood to you. Tammy Morris, just a servant of the Lord. I just love God with all of my heart. He's brought me from a long, long way, from years and years of abuse, years and years of street life, years and years of addiction, years and years of low self-esteem, self-hatred, poverty, living on the street, prostitution, the whole nine yards. He brought me from a very, very long way. There were about 7 years of my life, and when I tell people this and they see me now, they don't quite believe that my story is true. It's almost like the Hebrew boys who were in the fire, but they came out not smelling like smoke. You know that old cliche, say, you know, they went in, yeah, in the fire and they didn't get burned. It didn't smell like smoke. Well, that's actually, I'm a living witness and a living miracle to that being a true cliche to for the most part. 7 years of my life just kind of got lost in the streets, in the world. Started off with casual marijuana, and then got into the more hardcore drugs, I was always a church girl, grew up in church. My parents were always in church, but I strayed away big time. And during that time of straying away, there was a lot of hurt, a lot of abuse on the inside, even as a child being molested and just various things that gone on. And I'm sure many of your listeners could probably relate to just a hard childhood. You know, my parents were there, but they didn't have the best kind of relationship. And there was just so much that went on that brought hurt. And as a result of that hurt, I internalized it, and somewhere in my late teens, around 19 and 20, it all came to a head, and 7 years of spinning in darkness, having no sense of life, left out of church, the whole nine yards, and I had gotten so far gone into snorting heroin and smoking crack cocaine that they gave me up to die. I've been put into rehab two, three different times, and each time they would say, you know, you were so habitual, you're the kind of junkie that will never live to see her 30th birthday. Right now, mm-hmm. I am 100 and some pounds. Prior to that, this size that I am now, and you heard me kind of rush through that real quick, I was very, very thin. I had lost all of my hair to kind of paint a picture. I had sores under my nose from snorting heroin so many years. My lips were black and pink from smoking crack cocaine and cigarettes, and I had permanent dirt under my fingernails. I couldn't get it clean, and my nose was always running, and I was always bent over and always dirty and always digging and the whole nine yards. People probably have walked past me in the hood right around that Cicero, Van Buren, Madison Street area, walked past me and had no clue that that was me. And I remember, you know, going on a three-day binge in this place, this dope house with a bunch of people. And I remember I had gotten so high, Sister Tiffany, that I started quoting John 3:16. It started coming up out of my spirit. And I began to decree that because I wanted out. I just didn't know how to get out. I had gotten too far in. And I began to decree that out of my spirit, high as a kite, speaking the word. And they put me out the dope house and said I was blowing everybody's high. They had no idea that the word of God had captured my soul from the very beginning. And he was about to rescue me out of that trouble that I was in. And so after a series of occurrences and losing so much weight and stealing and pawning everything that I had, my car, lost my job, no bank account, the whole nine yards, the stuff you see on TV, that's no match for what I actually lived through. And so over by a series of divine providential shifts and changes, the Lord, he captured my heart. He regained me. My grandmother was asking for me to come and visit her, and I had been on a three-day binge, completely high, dirty, grimy, the whole nine yards, and I decided that I would take a ride down south to visit my grandmother before she passed away, and I was coming back on a Monday. I left on a Friday. I was coming back on a Monday to hook up with my crew. Well, the people who took me there on Friday left me there. And when I woke up, I was so exhausted, just so tired from running that whole week. When I came out of my sleep, I think I went into a two-day slumber where you were just exhausted. When I woke up, it was 3 days later. The people who took me to Mississippi had left me there, and my journey began. The voice of the Lord called my name audibly. I heard him, and I went through transition. I went through withdrawals. I went through cleansing. I went through deliverance. I went through the whole nine yards. An apostolic pastor called me to the altar one Friday night in a service. I hadn't been to church in I don't know how many years. Happened to go with somebody, called me. He laid hands on me, and that was the first time I went out under the power of God. The love of God is so real. It hit me, knocked me to the floor. I got up, and from that moment on, a change had started in my heart. I cried for about a month every day, repenting and asking God for forgiveness and telling him how sorry I was. And year after year after year after year, he has restored me.
He called my name into ministry during that time. He renewed everything from my money to my house to my car to my physical, my female organs, the whole nine yards. The love of God touched me in such a way that he removed what was considered to be the worst kind of person, that you would never know it unless I told you that that used to be me. He removed it. He restored it. And I've been running for the Lord ever since. As a result of his amazing love, I have completed my undergraduate degree. I have a bachelor's degree in business. I went on to complete my master's degree. I have a master's degree in nonprofit administration. I've also gone on to complete my ministry license. I'm licensed to preach, to teach, and evangelize the word of the Lord. And then now, most recently, over the last 5 years of my life, he's given me my own organization, which is called Sister Friend Partnership, which is an advocacy, mentorship, and partnership organization for women. Our vision for Sister Friend Partnership, if I can just drop that real quick as I progress, our vision for Sister Friend Partnership is simply women coming together to change the world around us. Our mission statement is to model the beauty of womanhood and to transform the lives of women and teen girls through education and training, building strong partnerships and alliances, and through spiritual enrichment. So my way of giving back to the community, my way of being a light, my way of showing the world that God is a deliverer and that he's real, he's not a figment of our imagination, he's not some old churchy person somewhere way up in the sky. No, he's true, he's real. I can't even find the words to describe how real. He's as real as the nose on my face, I'm telling you. And so Sister Friend Partnership embodies his mercy and his forgiveness and his love, reaching out to other women, reaching out to teen girls to let them know how God can restore and renovate your entire life. There is life after addiction. There is life after abuse. There is life after being molested. There is life after being brokenhearted and abandoned and abortions and all the whole nine yards. God is a restorer of the breach. He can repair anything that Satan, the devil, thought that he could destroy. He can repair it. You know, we hear it. He'll take your misery and give you a ministry. Well, I'm telling you, that's exactly, I promise, nobody's paid me to say none of this. That's exactly what God is done. He has said, now that I have shown you my love, go back and tell others that I really exist. And I am a miracle kind of God. I do still work miracles in the midst of trials and tribulations. So I am excited. I am not ashamed, Sister Tiffany, to talk about how far God has brought me. I've been clean and sober and walking with the Lord for the last 19 years of my life, and I'm so grateful. I don't necessarily celebrate sobriety. I celebrate Jesus. I don't celebrate recovery. I've done recovered. He delivered me. I am free for all the rest of my life. And so my message to your listeners and to your viewers is pretty much simple. It's to encourage them that even at the lowest hour, even at the darkest point, even when there is no way out, Jesus has the capacity and the ability to walk through walls. He'll walk through the ceiling. He'll come up from the floor. He'll break in on whatever the addiction, whatever the problem, whatever the depression, whatever the loneliness, whatever it is, Jesus has the capacity to break in on it. And when he breaks in on any situation, it has to turn. It has to change for the better, because that's how powerful he is. And so God gave me a word to just release to your listeners and encourage them that we have value. That's the word I've been hearing all day long, all last night. Our value. Value means our worth, our importance, our excellence, our usefulness. We have such value in the heart of God. John 3:16 certainly sums it up in one fashion, and we can appreciate that he so loved us that he gave his own only begotten Son, that if we would just believe in Jesus, the Bible says we would not perish but have everlasting life. I think that is good news. That is amazing to know the only Son that the Father had, he was willing to give him as a ransom, as a payment for my sin, for my disobedience, for my rebellion, for my stubbornness, for my mistakes, for my grief, all of it. Jesus paid the price. I lived a life of sin. Actually, Scripture says we were born in sin, in state in iniquity, and the only way out of that is through Jesus Christ. So out of God,
your mic is going out.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, okay.
Our value is immeasurable. How much God values his people, how much he values, one, his creation, and then, two, those who are in relationship with him. What I mean by creation is he's the creator of all things. Every person breathing, living, ever lived, ever in the earth, he created them. But unfortunately, not every person is in a relationship with him. He's the creator and the author, but he may not be the relational father and friend that is made available to many of us. And so our value is directly tied to us knowing who he is to us in relationship. People who don't reverence him believe God, but they don't necessarily have to have a relationship with him to believe that there is a God. So there is a difference between one who believes that there is a God and one who is in relationship with God. Our value is connected to, tied to us knowing him in relationship, meaning knowing his love, knowing his voice, knowing his word, knowing our purpose in him, knowing his culture, what the culture of heaven, the culture of the kingdom, what that is like, holiness, righteousness, telling the truth, walking in integrity. These are pieces that are associated with our God, powerful and mighty. So value, we have so much value. And the world tries to minimize that value or get us to not see it for what it really is. But we have so much value that the Father gave Jesus his life to die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin because he did not want to live separated from us throughout eternity.
Yes.
He did not want. Yeah, go ahead.
I hate to cut you off. I'm not going to, but there's, I want to do a recap for those that are just coming on to the show and just logging on. We have Prophetess Tammy Morris, and she's given us her testimony on how God has already delivered her from drugs, delivered her from being homeless, delivered her from all types of abuse. And we do have a caller, Prophetess, that has pressed the one button, and I suppose she has a question for you.
Okay.
So I'm going to put her on, okay?
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Prophet, how are you? I was calling in with a prayer request. Is this a good time where I can call back? I was enjoying your testimony as well.
Oh, no. That's fine with Minister Tiffany, whatever you tell me to do.
Okay. Well, because pretty much right now she was still in her testimony.
Okay.
She was telling her testimony, but we can write it down because we're going to pray in the end. We're going to pray when it's over, okay? So we can always write your testimony down. We don't deny prayer. Don't get me wrong. But those that are out here, you know, that have family members or whoever that's struggling with this addiction and different types of addiction, we want them to know how to get free, and, you know, and who is the one that's the ultimate deliverer, the ultimate deliverer. So let us have your prayer request and stay on and continue to listen, stay on, but we're going to pray, okay?
Okay.
Do we have your name? Okay. Sister Ricks?
I'm pray for my sister's deliverance from drugs.
From your sister?
Deliverance from drugs.
Okay.
I want to pray for myself for housing doors to open for myself and job doors.
Okay.
And that's amen.
Okay. Minister Tammy, do you have something you want to say now?
Let me just encourage her for her sister.
Okay.
Here's one of the things that was key for me. My mother did not give up. She never stopped praying for me. She never stopped believing God was going to bring me out of the streets. My mother's passed on, but I'm living out her prayer. So don't stop praying for your sister. There is still hope that God can break in on that struggle that she has and get her out, clean her up, and give her a ministry where she'll go back and reach the other women that she can influence.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So don't stop praying for her. Keep
Amen.
Consistently holding her name up before the Lord. My mama said she used to write my name in the Bible and hold the Bible up when she didn't have anything else to pray.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
And so as a result Amen. Of that, I'm living the life that I only imagined. I used to imagine this life, and I'm
Amen.
Here now.
Amen.
So, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. And, okay, stay with us. And anyone else that have any prayer requests or just have a comment or a question that maybe you may not be wrestling with this particular thing, but there's something that you may need deliverance in. If you want to be anonymous, you can be anonymous. If you have a question, you can feel free. I don't think she mind answering any questions or taking any prayer requests. Amen. Okay. Prophetess.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Amen. So feel free to hit the one button. We got another 30 minutes. If you want, you know, if you have anything, okay, we're going to take another call. Are you ready to take another one?
Okay, that's fine. Amen.
Okay. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. God bless you.
Hi.
Ladies.
Hi.
A prayer request for my sister. We are around the same age. We're both 28 years old, and she kind of got addicted to some bad drugs. And, you know, she's not at the point where she want to admit it now, but, you know, I just want to pray for her and hope that all gets well and she comes back to the light.
Okay. Are you someone who believes in Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Okay. So Romans 5:8. When you get a chance, look at that scripture and begin to pray that scripture out. There is so much power in prayer. And when we pray the word of God, the word has the power to break in. So when you look at that scripture, you can pray that scripture for her. It says, I'm reading the Amplified version. Actually, let me get the regular King James version real quick. Let me pull that up real quick, the New King James version of that. Romans 5:8, it says, God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The New International Version says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. Well, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So you can confess that scripture over your sister, that while she's in this drug life or her addiction, really, drugs is just a symptom of trying to satisfy our hurt. There is a hurt in her heart, in her soul, and drugs and alcohol tries to appease that. That spirit tries to come to mask it, when really the root of it is there is a rejection there. There was an abandonment there. There was a hurt there on some level. Somebody said something. Somebody did something way back when, and it never got dealt with. It never got handled, and now it shows up in this kind of behavior called addiction. But God commended his love toward your sister, that while she's been doing all of this, Christ died for her sins. And you can confess that he died for her to be free, and you stand on that word, you don't let it go, and God will bring her out.
How do I know? He did it for me. I am no different than her. I am no better than her. You are no better than her. He did it for me. He can do it for her.
Amen.
Romans 5 and 8.
Okay, I'm definitely going to read those chapters. I'm actually going to have her to read it with me. And thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I also am not opposed to, you know, programs. There are various Christian kind of recovery programs that are out there that really help you to connect with the clinical pieces that are, sometimes we need counseling. Sometimes we really need to walk through various layers of hurts and pains and memories and bad dreams and all of these pieces. Sometimes we need to do that with the help of someone else. And so seek out Christian counseling as well. Seek out Christian recovery programs as well. Versus for me, God just took me through a dry, he put me out in the wilderness and I dried out. Took some time, I dried out, and then he brought everything back online. But there are other methods that people can choose to go through that are effective, that are meaningful, that God has ordained counselors to be in place for this. He's ordained people who can pray you through in this or pray her through. So you got to do a little homework. You got to seek it out. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank you for calling. Stay listening. She's going to pray in the end. Is there anything else?
No.
Hello?
That'll be all. No, that's all.
Okay. God bless you, and we love you, and we are standing in agreement with you, okay? We want you to know that.
Thank
Amen.
You, and God bless you as well.
Okay.
Amen. That's
Amen.
Good. You know, I'm so excited that people are listening, Minister Tiffany, and they are calling
yes.
in on this topic. This is a big topic. This is huge.
It
There's
is.
So many people who may not have had a dramatic experience like I did, but the bondage is still the same, the hurt, the rejection, the needing love. We're all looking for the same thing. We're looking for love. But we've got to
mm-hmm.
recognize that Jesus, God, is love, and he is the only one that knows how to reach that empty place on the inside and fill it up with love. Sex is not going to fill it up. Food is not going to fill it up. Money, shopping, clothes, none of that will completely satisfy. It may appease us for a moment, but we want the kind of joy and peace that goes every day. Not just one day, not because we, you know, engage in some sort of sexual activity. You know, let me be kind of candid and very clear to your listeners, too. There is no orgasm out there greater than the joy that the Lord can give you.
Yeah.
I know that's pretty bold, and I know that's pretty hard, too, but I want to capture the heart of those who are listening, and they also may be tied into that kind of addiction. They're tied into pornography. They're tied into that sexual feeling. Well, God says for us, for one, we've got to walk it out right. Marriage is the way. One, and then two, we've got to be holy. As unmarried, all my single sisters out there that are listening, we've got to walk it out right. And we've got to understand God is there to help. He knows what we need. He knows the struggle and the challenge, but we've got to make a commitment to walk it out right. And some people are addicted in that way. And
let me ask
out
you
of that
a question.
Addiction, yeah, sure.
How tell the listeners, how do, and I feel this question so strong in my heart, tell the listeners, how do they embrace this love for a God that they don't see in the natural versus a male figure or a woman figure that they see and that's tangible, that they feel like they can touch on? And you understand where I'm coming from? How do they embrace that love?
It's, Minister Tiffany, I believe it starts with simply asking God to be Lord. It starts with communication. It starts with if we can offer the kind of prayer to the Lord to say, please help me, please fill me, please do something in my heart. God is so faithful and so committed to our well-being that he comes in at our request. He does not push his way into our lives on any level. He comes in as we accept him. We confess him as our Lord and Savior. We believe with our heart that he has raised Christ from the dead, and that's how we get our salvation, through our confession and through our believing, not because he pushed it on us. And so it's that same way. He'll come in and build a relationship in our hearts through asking him to show us the love that we think we want to get from another human being. Now, we are human. I'm not saying be super spiritual where we don't think that we need any kind of human companionship. Oh, yes, we do. But we have to put that in its proper place. God is first, and then everything else follows. Matthew 6:33, the kingdom first, and he adds everything else after that. So what do we do with our emotions? What do we do with our feelings? What do we do with our desires? We have to continue to submit our hearts back to the Lord. There are also some practical things we can do in the natural. There are certain hormones that kick in at certain times for people that causes us to make bad decisions if we've not controlled them. Well, exercise. Exercise releases the same kind of hormone, if I can go this far in our conversation, it releases the same yes. kind of pleasure hormone that will cause your body to be at peace. And so we can exercise. We can eat the right foods. Chocolate is considered to be an aphrodisiac. We can stay away from some of that so it doesn't kick our hormones into a place where now we think we need to have something. God knows what we need. We can overcome these kinds of addictions. We have to, and I know this sounds super spiritual. When you where you are, this sounds super spiritual, but I'm telling you, this is the way, the route that God has shown me as an unmarried person in all these years of being clean and sober, of being abstinent, over 15 years of abstinence. Is it easy? No way, Jose, by any means. Is it doable? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You can hold on and wait in God, and I mean completely wait. Not fake weight, not church weight, where we put the fake face on, but really wait in God for his timing for marriage and the expression that he gives between a woman and a man in that intimacy place. And so we have to say, God, fill my heart so I can obey and follow you. Fill my heart so that I don't look for anything outside of you until you bring me into the right relationship with the right man or the right woman, if you got men listeners, for the right woman. Fill my heart so I don't take a substitute, take an imposter for the real thing. It takes commitment. It takes discipline, and it takes the help of the Holy Spirit. We have access to the helper, which is the Holy Spirit. It is doable. It is
possible.
Let me
ask you another.
Okay.
Let me ask you another question. Amen. Amen. She's blessing me. I don't know about anybody else, but she's truly blessing me. I really hear the fire of God, the anointing of God, and the power of God is going forth
Amen.
On tonight. What about the listener? Like you said, you've been celibate for 15 years. You've been waiting on the Lord. You've been faithful. What about the one that struggles and then the enemy comes in and hit them with a guilt trip and allows them to feel they can't come back or they can't get back or they can't be restored?
Okay, that's good because I dealt with condemnation for so many years, so much guilt, so much shame, and then I would hide. I would hide it all, tuck it in, and do church. 1 John 1:9 is the solution. It is the foolproof answer. If you confess your sin, if you confess, be honest with where you really are. You're struggling. You want what you want. You like what you like. Okay, take that before the Lord. And say, Father, here this, here it is. I need your help. Now, we might want a deeper answer than that, or something more higher than that, but that's foolproof because the scripture says, if you confess your faults or your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you, and then he cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Shame is unrighteousness. Guilt is unrighteousness. Condemnation is unrighteousness. The scripture says when we talk to God in truth and honesty of our hearts, he will cleanse that stuff away from us. And then what that does, it makes it easier and easier. And the next time you can say no, and the next time you can walk away, and the next time you can go get on the treadmill or go, you know, people say go take a cold shower. There's some merit to that. There is some merit to that, to keep your place with God, to keep your peace of mind. And then you've got to know this, that God will keep his promise. If he has spoken to you and he's called you a wife, if he's called you to be a mother with a husband, God will keep his promise. So you can look forward to that you're keeping yourself holy. You're walking this thing for real because God has got a reward for you on the other side of all of this. On the other side of all of this, you can look forward to the promise because he will keep his promise.
Amen. Wow. And I just want to recap for those that just tune in where we have a prophetess, Tammy Morris, on tonight, and she is really blessing us. She has shared on how God is a keeper. She has shared on how God has delivered her from drugs, alcohol, all type of perversion, sex. She has shared what we can do to keep ourselves and how to keep ourselves. And I was thinking, as you were talking, I was thinking about how we feel that we know that we've made progress when God delivers us from something, whether it's drugs, alcohol, or whatever the case may be. We feel progress and we feel proud of ourselves. But then after we're delivered from that thing and God begins to show us the other things that, you know, he deals with one by one.
Yeah.
Or however he chose to deal with them, however he chose to deliver us. Because everybody's case may be different. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? He does that because he loves us. He's perfecting us. He's bringing us from glory to glory and from faith to faith. So although it may feel like the one thing, here comes something else.
Your mic going in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's love. Love says, I'm not going to leave you with any blemishes or any scars. I'm going to make you perfect in my sight. So it is good when the Lord chastens us, when he cleanses us, when he prunes us. That's a good thing. It doesn't feel good, but it is a good thing. He says he gives us the power to become a son. Sons must be chastened and corrected, just like you love your children. You're not gonna let them. You're not gonna let them live any kind of life and never steer them in the right direction. God's love is similar to that. It's much greater, but it's similar to that. So if he's bringing up one thing after the other, that is the expression of his love washing you, so he can present you faultless before the Father. So he can present you to a platform where the world can see how good he really is. Hallelujah.
Wow. Amen. And I want your listeners, there are many, many listeners on. I'm telling you, you have some attention on tonight. I thank God for that. Glory be to God. And I want them to feel free to press the one button. And I didn't ask names on purpose because I don't want people to, you know, unless they want to give their name, that's fine. But I kind of knew who Sister Michelle was when she called in. And call in, ask questions. Be honest. We need help. It's about being humble and walking in humility. Like she said, John 1:9, confessing our faults. It may not even be your fault. It may be somebody else's fault. You may be fighting for another life or fighting with somebody else's for someone else's deliverance, but the key thing is confession and getting the help. It's getting the help, not staying in bondage because you're shamed or walking in shame. You know, God promised, he promised he'll even reward us even in that, even in walking in shame, just because he loves us just that much. He loves us just that much. He loves us that much.
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Oh, let me jump in, Sister Tiffany, and talk a little bit about partnership. It's really important, too, that we not fight all of our battles by ourselves. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, two are better than one, for they have a good report for their labor. And a lot of times, shame and embarrassment and distrust and hurt will have us hiding and tucking things away and putting on that fake smile when really we're screaming on the inside. Find someone to pray with you. Find someone that you can tell the truth to. I don't care what the truth is. If you're struggling with lesbianism, if you're struggling with pornography, if you're struggling with eating, you got a perverted relationship with food, whatever it is, you got to get to somebody and tell the truth. The devil works in darkness. Once you tell the truth, it's in the light, and it no longer can have the ultimate power over your life anymore. Partnership. This is the season and the time that God is raising people up to connect and to partner in that are true, that are filled with the Holy Spirit, that have walked their journey and they're at a certain place where the foolishness is put aside and they're willing to stick with you in prayer, willing to stick with you in counsel, willing to stick with you until you get to your next place in destiny. It's the time out for jealousy and competing. That's over. It's time to really help each other meet our next level in God, in life, in our careers, in our ministry. We need partnership. You can partner with people at your church. God is raising up ministries that are outside of the church, and they have the kingdom heart. Find a sister, find a brother that you are willing to open yourself up to, and get partnership, get prayer, get Bible study going. Talk about scriptures. Turn the TV off. Let's talk about scriptures. This is the power. This is what the empowerment that we need to continue to move forward and to be successful.
Yes, amen. Amen. As we began, when we began in the beginning of the show, we have a little less than 15 minutes. The Holy Spirit had gave me tonight. He gave me John chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. And if you don't mind, I want to share it to those that just logged on and just came in, because it's so related to what you're talking about and your testimony as it relates to your past and your right now, you know, what God did right now and where you're at right now. And I'm going to start at verse 1, and I just want to read it again. He said, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, which means teacher, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And sometimes I just feel that because we go through so much, the enemy will lie and say, because you're in sin, or because you did this, or because you did that, or because you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes he'll make you think that you're not good enough for God, and he'll say your condition, and immediately the disciples thought the man's condition was based on his mother and father sinning and him sinning, or the man sinning, and he wasn't even born yet to sin. But the reply of Jesus was, neither did the man or his parents sin, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. And I'm listening to a prophetess, Tammy, your life. And you were born for that reason. You were created for that purpose, that the works of God may be revealed through you. That was your process. That was your purpose, what you went through.
Yeah, that's
now
good.
Now look at the power
that's
of good. God.
Yeah, that's good. That speaks to volumes that a lot of times God is processing us and we want to get out of the process really quick when he's processing us so we can be a mouthpiece to help somebody else. So that's good, Minister Tiffany. Wow, that's really good.
Because I'm just listening to you. And, go ahead. And just,
no,
this is why you were born. This is why you were born.
Yeah. I mean, that feeds right into, I want to, if it's okay with you, talk about or
yes.
make the announcement of the Ladies of Purpose Roundtable. You're right. This is
yes.
why I look back now and I see how the Lord is using my life to reach out to other women with hope and encouragement and partnership. We are presenting something called Ladies of Purpose Roundtable at the Oak Park Library on Saturday, March 22nd. And so if you're looking to find your purpose, if you're looking to find meaning out of your process and to see why you've gone through so much and what does the Lord require of you, what is he really asking you, your talents and your skills, how are you going to use that to be successful and to achieve the highest heights that you can? Well, we're coming together with women from all over the city in a roundtable discussion. We're going to talk about our purpose. How do we market our message? How do we deal with our financial debt? How do we find who we really are in the midst of our pain? How do we find out who we really are? And so we thought this would be a great opportunity for all of your listeners to know that they are invited. They're welcome to come on March 22nd, Saturday, March 22nd, at the Oak Park Library. That's Oak Park, Illinois. Ladies of Purpose Roundtable. It starts at 9 o'clock. The seating is limited, so it's from 9 into 12. If you can come on as early as you can get there. And these are some of the things we're going to deal with. You're right, that blind man didn't do anything. His mom didn't do anything, but it was for a purpose that he had walked through that. Well, come join up. Let's figure out your purpose. Let's talk about it. Let's get some tools in front of you. We do a few exercises where you can really look and see, what does the Lord require of you this year?
And it's free, right?
And it's free.
Amen. You can't beat that. And it's free. Everywhere we go, there's, honestly, because we have to pay for venues, so there's
yes.
a fee, there's a cost. But here it is, the same thing, but more intimate. Coming
yes.
coming at the table together,
not yes.
someone standing on the podium or and you're a distance from them, but she says sitting at the round table.
Yes.
And at the table, it's where Jesus always sat with his disciples.
Yes.
When they broke bread. And that's where
yes,
conversations
dude.
Broke out at the table. At the table is where the feast of the Lord is going on. It's at the table.
That's good.
Amen. Amen. I'm excited. I am excited. And just to let you all know, I'm not sure if Prophet is available in the morning, but we have a prayer line also, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m.,
yes.
However the Lord leads, from Monday through Thursday.
Yes.
From 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., 1 hour. And yes, it's five o'clock in the morning. I know you said 5 o'clock in the morning. Yes, it's a press. This is for the pressers and the pressers and the pushers, those that want and are looking for something from God and are determined that no matter what, nothing is going to stop me. I'm going to get it. And if I have to break my own sleep, I'm going to get up and I'm going to get in his presence. And I want to see what the Lord is saying. And then in these prayers, prayer goes forth. Personal prayers are asked for. They go forth. If the Lord speaks, prophecy goes forth. We end up on the line sometimes a little over an hour, but we don't care because we understand the desperation that people,
Hallelujah.
The families need, their families need. And also, we have our prayer line has partnership with Prophetess Tammy Prayer Line. She's on the prayer line every Saturday morning. And you can tell them a little bit about that.
Yes, it's called Women Praying the Answer. It's an outreach effort of Sister Friend Partnerships, which is the name of my organization, Women Praying the Answer. Every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, we try and pray for about 30 minutes, and we go over a little bit, but 30 minutes of community prayer. Women from all over the city can call in, 712-432-1500. And then the PIN code is 965113 and the pound sign. Let me say it one more time. 712-432-1500. And the PIN code is 965113 pound sign. And we pray for women specifically. We target women and teen girls from our head to our toes, everything relative to our concerns and issues. We pray about it. And we pray the answer. We don't pray the complaint. We pray the answer.
Amen. Amen. And what I love about it, and feel free to push the one button. We got 5 more minutes. Feel free to push the one button if you have any. And actually, someone has already pushed the one button before I even said it. Feel free to push the one button if you have any questions, any concerns. I think they pull back. Okay. Well, if you have any questions, we still have enough time. If you have any prayer requests tonight, we still have enough time. If you have any remarks, if you want to let her know how much she blessed you on tonight, because she most definitely has blessed me, feel free to push the one button. Believe it or not, you know, we need encouragement as well. We're human as well. So we're just as you on the other end. But she's one that has come out to share her testimony,
yeah,
open her,
yeah,
life up as an open book.
Yeah.
For the Lord. This is her selling out, sold out to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Sold out, completely out to God. And I love her for that. She's a worshiper. She's a prayer warrior. I'm talking about, she's actually a walking weapon, if you ask me. A walking weapon.
Wow.
This woman of God can sing and worship, and she can pray like a mad woman. And I thank God for her. I really, really, really do. For her even reaching, when she first reached out to me and asked me to come on her prayer line and pray, and from that point on, we've already had,
yeah,
you know, known each other, but from that point on, we've been connected, and so now God is really connecting us. Someone has pressed the one button. I'm going to go ahead and answer that call, okay?
Okay.
Amen. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, God bless you.
Hi. I just want to say that I'm really happy that you're doing such a good job, Tiffany, and I just want to let you know that we are encouraged by the things that you say and do.
Okay. Amen. Can I ask your name?
Mia.
Mia? Oh, hi. This is my boss. Amen.
Oh, hi.
Amen.
Hello.
Yes. Thank you. Thank
I know you,
you
think
I
I'll always
that.
Be listening, but I'll be listening.
Amen. My boss and my job, they know I'm saved. They know I love the Lord, but I'm able to be myself. I'm able to have fun with them, but they know I love God. And every time we may crack a joke here and there, they'll say, "Oh, she gonna tell Jesus." Y'all know Jesus on her side. You know, we are able, you know, and I love it because I'm able to be who I am.
Yeah.
I'm able to be who I am and still be saved. We're able to still laugh and talk, you know, and still be saved. Even when we have disagreements, we're still saved. So I love you, Mia. Thank you for logging on and tuning in and pressing the one button. Prophetess Tammy, I want you to take these last 90 seconds and pray us out of here.
Okay.
And if you can accept the invitation in the morning.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
I love you. Thank you.
Okay.
Y'all meet us on the front line in the morning. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to shout out to the listeners one more time. You have value.
Yes.
Just know that you have value, that God values your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for this opportunity to speak to your people about your loving kindness and tender mercy. We ask, Father, that each listener would have their own encounter with you, that they would get a chance to experience your love greater and deeper and stronger than they've ever known before, that they would know that they know that they know that you are a real God and that you are committed to their well-being. We pray blessings upon all of those who tuned in tonight, God, that you would bless their way, bless their destiny, bless their purpose, Father, and begin to draw them even the more to you. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for the multitude of testimonies that are coming forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you, and I pray to hear you all on the prayer line 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Tomorrow and Saturday. Tomorrow morning for us and Saturday morning for Prophetess Tammy. We love you, and we thank you for listening to It's All About You Radio.